Hello.
Okay, great. Great to join.
We're all here.
Thank you.
Yes, okay, let's start. I was thinking and rethinking and rethinking about this contact repository, and my propose in this meeting is to build a proposal of specification of the service we want to ask for, and that we can review it and approve it, and send it to the council for consultation about the requests from some providers and according with the specification. When we have the offers or bids, we can review the different offers and made a recommendation with that offers, and we can finish at that moment. Then, thinking about the scope of the repository, and with all the work from Itochi and the diagram and all the other meetings, we have many questions about how this could should work. I found the we can split it in two processes. The first process is the directory service, INMDS, directory service. That is the software system that stores, organizes, and provides access to information in a directory or map between names and values. It's something like address book. And this service is already well known. An example of this service is an LDAP directory, LDAP directory. It's a well known system about this. Then, no new system. Okay. The second part is a process where the information in the contact repository should be keep updated for accuracy. Then this kind of service, I found that it's the same service provided a contact center. Looking for a little bit information about how the contact center works, and one of the main services they provide is proof and manage all the contact information through different channels of communications, such as telephone, fax, letter, email. Then, in this way, this fits correctly in our mandate about the contact repository. Then, I have two parts. The directory service is a system that we provide like address book storage information, and we can expect something like LDAP or something like that. And the other part is the contact center function. Do you agree with that, or do you have any comments about this focus? This Itochi or Antoinette?
I think it's a very good direct approach. It would definitely streamline and simplify what is really needed. It sounds good to me, actually, and it makes a lot of sense.
Okay, thank you.
I question again, where would we would have to perhaps, in my thinking, develop a budget as far as how much we think something like this would cost. Because when you're going out with an RFQ, you're going out with a request for proposal for it, we probably would have to think about that internally within the group. That's just my thought.
The
This is Bart.
If we understand you correctly, is that you wanted something to be included on the costs as well?
Not included, but I think we would probably, in order to, I guess, to narrow the scope or define the scope, we would have to kind of think about that, you know, the directory service itself. It's two parts, if I'm understanding this correctly. Directory service and a contact center, which would actually be, quote, the repository.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking in my mind, just hearing, and I'm just speaking out loud, based on what Louis just shared with us, you know, I don't know, it seems like something's missing, but I can't quite put my finger on it yet. But, you know, overall it sounds good because it's very concise, it's framed tightly.
Or maybe it would it address your concern if we wouldn't call this a request for proposal, but a request for information?
Oh, okay, that would change it. Thank you.
I've been looking at the charter. If you call it a request for information, then at least, because this makes it very difficult until now if we talk about cost, we have no idea how much it costs if you can't go to the providers. And based on these requirements, et cetera, and if you just call it not a request for proposal, because that would be the next step in the process, but if you just go out and ask providers for information, including how much the provision of such a service would cost, then you have an idea which you can present to the council and the community, and based on that, you may refine or minimize the requirements, and because before sending out the request for proposal, in fact, the council needs to request this to the working group. But with the request for information, you don't have that issue because it's nothing. And then the working group has a good idea of what it's really talking about. Because until now, we've been more or less guessing.
Thank you so much, because as he was speaking, I had actually made our notes of request for proposal, and I was just, there was a lot of things that weren't clicking with me, even though, the specificity of the scope is excellent, you know, but a request for information would definitely handle it, my concerns entirely. Thank you, Bart.
Yes, I'm agree with that, and at least we need one or two proposals. Price to have an idea how we need to adjust some of the requirements to fit in the real offer in the market. Yes. Okay. Then the request for information will be the name of this proposal. Then Itochi, do you have any comments about we are talking about?
No.
I will send you a draft that I be writing based on information I found about these two kind of products, directory service and contact center. Mainly, I use what is defined in a standard way for this kind of service and adapt it a little bit for emergency contact. But I will send you this today in a draft mode. The idea is to review it and complement it as soon we can do it to have a request of information. Any comment, Isaac?
Ms. Isaac, no. I think that's the way to go. Yeah.
Absolutely. I concur as well. This is Antoinette.
Okay. The information that we will manage in this contact repository is sensitive information. then the security of access to this information, or the security of the level of security according with the different level of access, I think is out of the scope of this working group. I'm calling this policy of the repository. It should be the rules on how the confidentiality, integrity, and availability of the information and the governance of the repository should be taking place. And this is not related closely about costs or about systems. It's more related about how to handle information, how to provide different access, different level of access, and how to manage the confidentiality of the information and integrity of that. Then I'm proposing in this what is out of the scope, and that could be something like policy of the repository. And but if you think we can construct this policy, you just let me know in the comments when I send the report. I use this concept, policy of the repository, in a reference in many different places in the document. In the way we don't need to specify the level of access or level of security of each data or each field in the system, because it's, rules will be provided by the policy of the repository. As was stated by the charter of this working group, there's the main use cases. The first and the, I think the most important is the response to that request of contact information. These data requests will come from this CSIRT, FIRST, or any other incident response team that need that information. The other case of use is contact management. The contact management is a typical system, database system that will provide for process. That will be search contacts. The second is add new contacts. The third is update contact information, and the fourth is delete contact information. The other main use case would be a periodically proof of the information to keep up to date, and this will be specify the process of the contact center mainly, and the fourth use case would be user use of information would be mechanisms to assign roles according to the policy of the repository. Now the general requirements about the system, we already have it in the past, but I specify this. Support the envisioned use cases, high availability of the system. The access to the repository should be defined by a policy of the repository. Protect unauthorized access and modification of repository contents. Primary and alternative communication channels. Provide interface for different services. In this case, I was thinking about to ask or request in the request to the provider or to the provider that the system can be accessed not only by internet, but maybe by email using email forms, or maybe by another different kind of message interchange. The other requirement, the repository is able to store, search, deliver, and delete contact information. Other requirement is a reasonable manner the data is kept accurate and complete. I add the reasonable manner because it is impossible to have or to require 100% of accuracy and completeness. The repository is able to manage data at many levels and granularity, access privilege, external search. Okay, okay, you will see the rest of the requirements in the document.
Okay.
Yes, the first the use case number one is the response to the data request. There's a figure with the relations of the entities in data. The entities or would be the incident response entity. It could be an incident response team or incident response task force. The other actor in this process would be the contact repository operator. I use acronyms there, but it's defined. Then I describe the process flow of this use case. By example, the incident response entity make a data request to the contact repository operator. Then the contact repository operator makes an entry in the tracker request. Then contact repository operator analyze the data request, and in this way, so on, until the process completes with information or with the negative answer about the information requested. The second use case is the contact management. This is, I define the TLD contact information facilitator. This is the should have the information of the each contact repository. If each contact to be get into the contact repository, and I define four sub-process, that is search contacts, create contact, update contact, and delete contact. And I have a process flow for each of these sub-process, but mainly keeping the same idea, describing the function step by step, like a flow diagram. And the use case number three is the contact center like role. This is still in process, this use case. And the fourth use case would be user management. The idea is, or my proposal is sending to you this document, review what was writing, and if you think there's another use cases we can improve or add, you can add it following the same mechanics that I used to build the other use cases. And I will send you, when I send you the document, I will send you the for what I want to finish this phase of the proposal of information. Okay. Then, do you agree with this way to proceed? This can be approved in some way.
This is Antoinette. The approach sounds it sounds very good. I'm looking forward to receiving the document to look it over and comment.
Okay. Okay, great. Any other suggestion or advice on this? If not, we can end here and send you the document to the next step and coordinate a call to review this for next month, probably.
We will send out a doodle poll to everybody. So, and maybe it's an idea to schedule maybe a couple of calls already up to for, the, say, moving forward, because that makes everybody say then we put it on the agenda again to really progress. So one conference call is between now and Toronto is probably not enough.
Zach, and I agree upon the proposal. It's fine, I think. Yeah.
It's extremely sequential. It's logical. It's easy to understand. So I'm looking forward to seeing the document.
Itachi, do you agree with this?
Yes, okay.
This was short. That's it for today. And let's see you soon, I hope. Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.